We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Yosef. Tonight, Shailot Mishuvot Yechavidat, Chelek Dalet. Tonight, Siman Lamed Aleph. Question he's dealing with is, if a Sfaradi is praying in Ashkenazi Minyan, we won't tell anybody, on Rosh Chodesh. They thought it was bad enough, now it's on Rosh Chodesh. And not only that, they made him the Chazan. Wow, okay, I know. Don't tear Kriyat just yet. What does he do about the Bracha on Halil? We know that on Halil, on Rosh Chodesh, we say that which we call Chatzi Halil, as opposed to Halil Shalim. Halil Shalim is the number of Prakim in Tehillim. We say them on every Yom Tov. Chatzi Halil is not half. It just happens to be two Prakim of the Halil, of the Tehillim. We don't say the whole Perek. We only cut part of it in half. Now, do we say a Bracha? We don't say a Bracha in this Minyan. So where does that come from? Understand what we do, then understand what they do. And then can you make a bracha on them? So the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalid points out that when it comes to the mitzvah of Chibut Arava, on Osan Arava, we take the Arava and we hit it on the ground, that is called Minhag Nevi'im. It's a Minhag that the Nevi'im established, and therefore there's no bracha. There's no bracha because it's only a Minhag Nevi'im. Now the Gemara there says, is it Yesod Nevi'im, Minhag Nevi'im? What's the source? The Nevi'im did it. How did they establish it? Because it's a Minhag Nevi'im, there is no bracha. And therefore, Rashi says, in the Tshuva, Rashi has Tshuvot that are quoted in the Machzor Vitri, that, well, Halel on Yom Tov, we know, you have to do. The Chatam Sofer is a Din D'Oraita. Yeah, Chibut Arava, that's Minhag. So there's no bracha. You don't say bracha, you just say Chavit. What? The Nevi'im made the Minhag for us. They established... They made it for us. The Nevi'im established the Minhag. Correct, that's the Gemara's language. No, that's not what I said. The Gemara uses the language Minhag Nevi'im. So it means that the Nevi'im established the Minhag. No? You're being difficult. We do, and what do we say? Chavit chavit, v'la barich. La barich, no bracha. So Halel and Yom Tov is a din d'oraita according to the Chatam Sofer. Halel and Rosh Chodesh is only minhag. Rashi says, based on that Gemara in Sukkah, Halel and Rosh Chodesh, don't make a bracha. Because you see from the Gemara in Sukkah, you don't make a bracha on a minhag. If Halel and Rosh Chodesh is only minhag, don't make a bracha. The Rambam writes in Yilchot Brachot, Kol davar tu minhag. Any minhag, afal bisa minhag nevi'imu. I don't care who started the minhag, even the nevi'im. Kegon, netilat arava b'shvitzel chag ha-sukot, what we call chibud arava, ve'en tzarich lomar minhag chachamim. Kegon, kriyat halal b'rasecho desimu v'chol ha-moed pesach, en mevrachim alav. You don't make a bracha, because it's only minhag. Okay? The Rabbi Yisai Mitrani says, why not? How are you going to say, aser kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu? There's no v'tzivanu. It's not even a din d'rabanan. It's a minhag. You can't say v'tzivanu. There is no bracha on it. Yeah. So Tosfot asked that question. He doesn't deal with that here because he's not interested because he's Israeli. But it's a very good question. Maybe we'll get to it at the end. Tosfot, however, quotes Rabbeinu Tam saying, no. You misunderstood the whole thing. Really, on the minhag, you make a bracha. And maybe because of Dr. Sakatu's question, he says, wait, hold on. Second day Yom Tov, we do in Chutz La'aretz 2 days Yom Tov. Why? Well, the Gemara says, well, at first, it was because they didn't know the date. So, meaning, let's go through the history first. First, they didn't know the date of Yom Tov, so they said, do 2 days Yom Tov. So they asked in the Gemara in Beitzah, but nowadays, in the Gemara, we know. So get rid of this whole second day. Gemara says, no. Hizaru b'minhag avotechem b'yedchem. You have to deal with the minhag. You want to get rid of it, you need to establish a Sanhedrin. So establish a Sanhedrin. Get all the Rabbanim to get together and agree. Good. I wish you much hatzlacha. I would be happy to see that. Okay. So we make kiddush on second day Yom Tov. Right? We make brachot, we eat matzah on second day Yom Tov, and we say, Asher kedisham mitzvah v'tzivanu al chilat matzah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you make brachot on minhag. Chibut Arava is different. You don't make a bracha on Chibut Arava. You carried Arava, but that's not a mitzvah. You carried it here and there. That doesn't. But every other minhag gets the bracha, and therefore, the Rosh and the Ran say, therefore you make a bracha on Halil and Rosh Chodesh. Halil and Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. Rabbi Nutam says you make a bracha. The Rambam says, you don't make a bracha because it's a minhag. Everybody agrees it's a minhag. The question is, do you make a bracha on a minhag or not? Oh, we haven't gotten there. So hold on. We'll get there. We'll get there. So far, it's just a bracha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes like this. So there's a machloket Rishonim. The Rambam says no bracha on Halel Amros Chodesh, and the Rabbeinu Tam says Halel Amros Chodesh. Shulchan Aruch writes, yes, omrim, shasivur mevarchim, al Halel b'Rosh Chodesh likrot Halel. There are those who say on Rosh Chodesh, because it's not Halel Gamur, you say likro. Now, it's funny that we say ligmor et Halel, Halel Gamur, but let's assume for the moment. Aval le'achid, they know mevarech. One opinion says it's only b'tzibur, but not about yourself. V'yes omrim, sh'afa tzibur lo mevarech. And there are those who say nobody makes a bracha. V'zoi da'at ha-Rambam, that's the Rambam. V'chem mo'agim b'kol Eretz Yisrael v'tziyotel. And that's the main hag of Eretz Yisrael to follow the Rambam, no bracha. The Rama writes the Ashkenazim. There's a third opinion. There are Shulchan Aruch quoted two opinions. One says, Bitsibur, you say likro, but at home you say nothing. And one says, nobody says anything. The Rama says, what about the third opinion? Everybody says. And that's what the Ashkenazim do. By the Ashkenazim, everybody says a bracha. By yourself, Bitsibur, everyone makes a bracha. So what do you do? Yeah, they always say likro at halal. Correct. Correct. We'll have to get to that another time. The language of Ligmor is a little bit complicated, but fine. So what do you do? We don't, and they do. So what do you do? They made you a chazan in that minyan. So they asked the chida lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they asked him, you have somebody from Eretz Yisrael who went outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they asked him to be the chazan. So what does he do? So he says, look, if you're not the chazan, you're just in their sibur, you're just in the minyan, so you don't say, they say a bracha, you don't say a bracha. He writes, though, however, if you're the chazan, you're able to say the bracha for them. Why? Fascinating proof. No, fascinating proof. He's got a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvav. Rav Ashi, they asked him, Rav Ashi came on Shabbat morning, make kiddush for us. Now, we know there's kiddush at night, kiddush during the day. In the time of Rav Ashi, it wasn't clear what kiddush. They said, make the big kiddush. Like the big kiddush. Now, he didn't want to ask them, what do they mean? So he started saying, and he was about, and he didn't know what to do next. Do you say the kiddush at night? Asher kiddushan mitzvah v'ratzavanu v'shabbat kotshob avarot v'chilanu? Or do you just drink? So he didn't know what the minhag was. So he said it very slowly, and he waited for a moment, and he saw an older man in the back already sit down to take a drink. So he said, oh, I know that in this place you only make the short bracha in the morning, you don't make the long bracha. The Rashbam there says, and what if he wouldn't have seen the old man? What would he have done? He would have said the full kiddush. Even though that's not his minhag, he was doing it for them, and therefore it's okay. So the chida says, so you see that even if it's not your practice, but it's their practice, you could say it for them. No, the chida says that. The chida in the Tshuvat Chayim Shal. So that's what Rav Avadi asked. Rav Avadi's like, hold on. The difference between kiddush and this, how are you going to say Asher Kedishan b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu? There's no v'tzivanu. By kiddush, it's just Baruch Adasim HaKadosh Shabbat. Here, it says no v'tzivanu. You can't bring proof from that. Rav Avadi disagrees.
What's the purpose of a chazan?
To say the tefillah for everybody else.
For the people. So if he's invited to a kahal, he's got to go by their rule.
No, but so bring someone else. Get someone else to be chazan. Not my rule. I can't
he
say it.
He accepted that fact. To be the Hazan, he should represent their...
Look, if they're that desperate that they need me to be the Hazan, then I got a little bit, you know, I could twist their arm a little bit.
So fresh face, they
want
to invite us to be a Hazan.
Yeah. See, we don't do that here. We don't take anything. We only want, you know, known people.
But that's all about
it. I said, right? Okay. He says no. He says, Rav Avadi disagrees. He says he can't bring a proof from that. He says others say, you know, Rav Ashi didn't know, maybe they missed Kiddush at night. They didn't say Kiddush at night. They're going to say Kiddush during the day, so that's why it's okay. Therefore, Rav Avadi says at the end of the day, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. It's our practice not to say the bracha. If you're the chazan for them, You can't say the bracha. Get somebody else to say the bracha. Last question he deals with, what if I'm not the chazan? I'm not the chazan. I don't want to be chazan over there. Leave me alone. What do I need to be chazan over there for? There's a chazan over there. Yeah, and he says the bracha. Can I answer amen? Rav Avadya says, no. You cannot answer amen for a bracha that's misupak. If there's a safek, is a machlok and a poskim, do you say it or not? Rabbi Yotam says yes. The Rambam says no. We hold no. Do not even answer amen. You want to think amen. You want to, that's all fine. He says you're not allowed to even answer amen. Not only can you not make the bracha, you also cannot answer amen.